This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 13, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The annual meeting of the Elgin YWCA heard reports of the widespread work of the area's organization. Mrs. Pearl Hood, the general secretary of the organization, reported that more than 1,300 persons had approached the main desk at the Y for information and help. More than 50 meetings were held, and 29 of the 44 rooms at the facility had been rented during the month. Reports also indicated that industries in the area were visited by Y representatives, and activities led by the group had been held for employees. More than 500 women and girls were enrolled in swim classes. The Elgin Women's Club held its 34th annual meeting. The activities included the sale of a Dundee Avenue property. The club had been bequeathed by the late George Marshall. Mrs. R.D. Hollenbeck, who has served as the club president for the past 15 years, was returned to that office. Hollenbeck accepted the position, but sternly warned the group that it should seek new leadership. She intoned, "This club will wake up some morning and I will not be here. It will find itself like a family without a mother." Elgin police magistrate found only one of four local fishermen guilty of fishing within 100 yards of the South Elgin Dam. D. Adams was found guilty of the misdemeanor and fined $25. But Magistrate George R. Thompson suspended the fine and dropped the cases against three others. He then urged that signage be posted to mark the location of the 100-foot mark back from the dam where fishing is permitted. Elgin firemen have lost their two-week vacations, but gained a double platoon system. The system has men on duty from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. every other day. The trade-off will avoid the need to hire two added firemen for each company, according to Fire Marshal Habel. Elgin police drew for their vacations, which will start in mid-May. Police officers will be allowed 145 days off with pay. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.